But fair is fair. Barr says Mueller says there was no collusion between Trump and Russia, so we have to cross collusion off the list of reasons Trump is unfit to be president. Fellas, bring out the board. Okay. Let's find it in here someplace. Put kids in cages, gave security clearance to his son-in-law, repeatedly humped the flag, called Nazis very fine people, hasn't released tax returns yet, all that birther stuff, thought Frederick Douglass was alive, tried to ban Muslims, gave a speech about a sex boat to Boy Scouts, ruined Kanye West. Oh, here we go. Colluded with Russia. Let's take that one off.
And we laughed, my friends and I. We swore we'd be together until the day we die.
I should also cross off Mueller from the list of Trump investigations. Okay? Sir, it's gone. That must be 1/17 of a weight off your shoulders.
Until the day we die. Such a sorrow feeling. All on the field, they're soft and green. And it's memory that I'm stealing. But you're innocent.
The mainstream media is under fire and being scorned all over the world as being corrupt and fake. For 2 years, they pushed the Russian collusion delusion when they always knew there was no collusion.
Well, you can understand, sir, you can understand our confusion on the collusion delusion, since your whole thing is rooting for Putin for darn tootin'. And Trump wasn't all talk. Yesterday, the Trump campaign sent a memo to television producers warning about credibility of six Trump critics who says spread false claims about collusion. That's ignoring that those people thought Trump was guilty because he acted super guilty. I mean, if it looks like a duck and swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, then how were they supposed to know it was just a deeply strange squirrel who strapped on a beak some wings and yelled, quack, quack, what makes you think I'm a duck, you traitor?
And it's such a sorrowful feeling. The fields are soft and green. And it's memories that I'm stealing. But you're innocent when you dream.
When asked by a reporter if Mueller acted honorably, Mr. Trump responding, yes, even while blasting the investigation itself.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
Which is why I won't allow America to have another president ever again, folks. I can't allow it. No more. No more.
You're innocent. When you dream, you're innocent. When you dream.
Stay. There's so much. many more investigations that have to be done. And we still have questions that have to be answered. Why is Trump so supportive of Putin? Why did Trump's son meet with the Russian lawyer in a secret meeting? Why did Trump lie about the Moscow Tower? Don't leave us alone with him. He's crazy!
The concertina wire, or the razor wire used to reinforce the U.S.-Mexico border, is being stolen and sold by Tijuana residents for protection due to the city's high crime rate, according to officials. Some homes in the area were also seen with the same razor wire added for an extra layer of protection, but residents refused to say where they got the material.
Mexico is stealing the wall. I wish I could have been there when Donald Trump saw this story on the news. Knowing him, he probably would be like, they did what? Nancy, I'm gonna need you to spot me another $8 billion. We're gonna need another wall to protect the first one. And I mean, now, if they're stealing razor wire for their houses, they might as well just steal the whole wall next, right? Because no one's ever thought of that. It was like, America will build a wall. No one ever thought Mexico will steal it. Like, Mexicans will be showing off their new home security system, like, I built a wall around my house, and Donald Trump paid for it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State. That was Catskill's Amy Rigby with The President Can't Read, 2019 release.
Cheers. Check, check. I think we're on the air live here. I don't. All right, I'll go out in a couple minutes. Yes, hello. I think we're live. Can you tell if we're live? Sounds like it over there, yes. Hi, we're live at the WTXC Pancake Breakfast from First Presbyterian Church in Hudson. Come on out if you'd like to stop by. I'm Tom Ray here with some maple syrup. Phyllis. I think Phyllis, yes, Phyllis is coming over, yes. We're live from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson at the corner of 4th Street and Warren Street. And here's Phyllis Segura from Eating It in the Hudson Valley.
I'm putting my headset on here.
All right, do you hear yourself?
No.
I guess you have to talk to hear yourself, right?
You have to talk to hear yourself. Well, that's a good thing, though, because otherwise, if you're constantly hearing yourself, you only hear yourself. But I hear all these people behind me eating pancakes.
You can hear them, too, yes. They're making...
And the sun is out.
Lots of good noise.
Get up, get out of bed. I can't sing. I'd sing for you if I could. And we've got two people in the kitchen flipping pancakes as fast as they can.
We do. I'm going to try to bring you a guest, and I have to put a quarter in my... meter before the police are on my back.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Tom. In the kitchen, we've got Kevin Factor, who's the host of Foraging Ahead. If you've ever listened to that, it's on the fourth Sunday of the month from 6 to 7, and he interviews people and plays some music, and he had some recent shows about love and compliments. I think it's whatever comes into his head. It sounds kind of interesting. It's got an interesting head. Kevin Factor. And also in the kitchen is J.D. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-M-A-N, who's a chef and caterer, works at Scribner's in Hunters, and there's a restaurant there called Prosper. But he's got the moves, I'll tell you. He knows how to do those pancakes and how to do things in the kitchen also. We've got some nice, beautiful maple syrup that's been donated by Camp Hill Village. And also Crown Maple Syrup sent us some lovely maple syrup and berries. I had an interview with the CEO there, if I can think of his name, when I'm eating it in the Hudson Valley. And the pancakes, it comes from a mix, actually. And it's from Russell Farms. You've probably seen their packages around. And I never knew that they were as local as they are, but they are. We've got regular pancakes and buckwheat. The buckwheat ones are gluten-free. Apparently buckwheat, which is it's a seed that grows into a grass. And, I guess wheat is a seed, too. God, I sound stupid, don't I? I should know these things. Wheat? No, wheat's a grain. What's the difference between a seed and a grain? Anybody know? You come down here and you tell me. You fill me in. And we're at the church, at the Presbyterian Church at 4th and Warren. You can see them right on 4th Street. You can see the door. There's a sign. And just come on in. Walk right in. Sit right down. Have a pancake. And there's fruit. There's a big bowl of gorgeous blueberries and strawberries, too. So real maple syrup. Real pancakes. Real people. And you can even come over and talk on the radio. What else is there? Listen to those people eating their pancakes. Oh, I just looked up, and there's little signs on the wall here. It says, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Frederick Douglass. Hey. And then here's another one. Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. It's a quote from Booker T. Washington. They're on the wall here. Lots of times children bring in children's things. So if you have children, and they like to play, and they like to eat pancakes, bring them along with you. There's lots of pictures on the wall of children playing here, too. And pictures and children's books. And what else? there, Lynn, our program manager, just walked by, holding something. But we don't want any dead air here. Dead air. What do you do with dead air? You make it live, right? Build it up. We've got a lot of podcasts. And Eating It in the Hudson Valley is no longer on the air. It's a podcast. And the show in March, which you can find only the show's been on. I'm taking a little break, too, from Eating It in the Hudson Valley. I'm going to rethink it. I'm going to see what direction we want to go. If you have any ideas, send me a note on there's a Facebook page for Eating It in the Hudson Valley. And I'm on that all the time. I'm always sending you some interesting information about food-related things that are happening. And sometimes I even stretch out beyond the Hudson Valley. And another podcast, WGXC, are At Issue, Catskill Cabin Conversations, Backtracks in Time, Art of the Hudson Valley. And then there's even two shows that are done by youth, that kids get on and have their own show. One's called Bound by Books, and one is called Clubhouse Radio. And those are both podcasts as well, which means you can listen to them anytime on your, what do they call them, devices. You have a device. Somebody over here to talk. I have to keep talking, Tom.
Well, I got you some
talking.
Some,
what do you
a
have?
Guess.
Oh, sound effects. Here's a cow. Then we have a cow. Oh, I have one of those things. What are they called? It's like a tube and it has a wingy wangy on it and it goes boing. Okay, it's the sound effects. I think I'm turning
you some guests. We're getting you some guests in a second. Hold on.
Get me some guests to talk to. I'm tired of hearing my own voice. What is this? The cows in the field. Oh, the sun spun out. Imagine that. What's this? You've got some toys over here. Here's a top. I don't know if it makes any noise. This is spinning. Nah. Well, come on down, we'll put you on the radio. Oops, somebody just walked in. What the catch of that? Pancake. Russell's Farm. And people are talking. Are you still there? They've left me alone here with this microphone. Somebody just walked in. They have to help me. I keep talking and I don't have anything left to say. Who are you?
I'm Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Hi,
Hello.
Seth. What brings you out? You didn't have any pancakes yet.
No, I just got here.
I know.
I was here to clean up or something.
No, clean up, yes.
I just entered and I'm on the air. I just literally just came in and almost like fell over because I was looking at my watch. And now I'm at the microphone.
And now you're on the microphone. Who are you?
That's a deep philosophical question.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's see, you're wearing a cap that says New York Islanders. Yeah. Who are the Islanders?
They're a hockey team, professional hockey team.
Oh, see, I don't know these things. Yeah.
They're not very good. Well, that's understandable. They're not very good.
No?
No.
But you like them.
Yeah, and that's what counts.
That's obviously.
And that's what I keep telling myself every time they lose relevance within the season. Sterling, fast and crazy.
What brings you here this morning?
Oh, I was just going to clean up.
Oh, you're going to clean up? Oh, you volunteered to come clean up?
Yeah.
Do you have a show on WGNC?
Oh, I do. Timeless Vibes.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a show where I play the, that's how I always introduce it on the air, but it's a show where I play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, anime, cartoons, television, etc., etc.
When is it on?
It's on, when is it on? It's on usually the second Thursday of the month.
Okay, what time?
11 a.m. And to noon. And it's, I also play original, original works within the quote-unquote classical sphere. That's a very loose, very broad definition.
Yeah.
But, so original works made for an ensemble of instruments.
Well, that sounds interesting. I have to listen to it.
I try to make it as eclectic and fun a show as possible because I know the just the sheer mention of the topic of classical music doesn't make everyone incredibly excited, but I try to
well,
change.
That's too bad. Well, Tom just came over here and he's doing something strange. He's got some maple syrup.
You guys
got to
do a live radio tasting.
And he's pouring them into cups. And he's what is it, a live radio tasting?
Maple syrup tasting, yes.
Maple syrup tasting. Oh, and he's opening up the Crown maple syrup.
Here, the noise.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good job, Tom. And that one it says bourbon. What does it say on the label?
Yeah, you have to be 21 to drink this maple syrup. Whoops.
I don't think this is bourbon. Oh, bourbon. Oh, they age it in a bourbon barrel.
So you've got
I'm a big fan of, Burt's bourbon.
These two are this. You
want to
try this one?
He hasn't had any pancakes yet.
No, this is just a little sip, just
this
a little
is the
taste.
Syrup. Okay, we're going to taste the syrup. Skull. Oops. I just bopped into the.
I haven't had any alcohol-based syrup yet this morning. I feel it's a little early, Tom.
No, there's no alcohol in it. Well, I'll tell you, it's sweet.
I can smell it.
That's good.
There's 2% alcohol.
There is.
May contain up to 2% alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So be careful about driving.
So I can actually get buzzed off of syrup.
May contain up to 2%. Oh, because it was in a bourbon barrel, so it gets...
2% isn't much, though, right?
2% is 2%.
Well, that's what I'll try to explain to the officer that pulls me over.
This is the
I'm sorry,
the virgin.
I'm drinking maple syrup.
It was the syrup, I tell you. The syrup. That's what they're saying.
This is the Camp Hill.
And there's the Camp Hill maple syrup. Also very sweet.
Well, that's good that they're sweet.
They're sweet. Should I let you go get some pancakes?
Sure. I didn't know syrup could be so... different. I thought it was all the same.
They do taste different, don't they? Well, there's different trees, different terroir.
I didn't factor in the trees.
Maple trees. As well, and this weekend is maple syrup weekend. People go to places.
I just made that up.
No, it was last weekend and this weekend as well. And people go to different places and see how maple syrup is happening. I don't have any of the details in my head at the moment where that is, but this area is filled with maple syrup providers.
Yeah. And so then when I go out into a park.
Yeah.
And I apply my tongue to the sap of a tree. I'm the weirdo all of a sudden. Whatever.
You put your tongue in the tree?
I just when I see some sap drop from the tree, I say, here's my time to be one with nature.
Oh, and you see it.
And, test it out.
Well, it's different. They do boil it and do all kinds of things to it to make it into a syrup.
They also probably make it edible for human beings so you don't end up in the hospital.
The boiling probably takes care of most of that. So you don't see any bugs. They're like amber. It reminds me of amber. Tell me your name again.
Seth.
Seth.
Host of Timeless Vibes.
You want to go get some pancakes? Come back later?
I will.
Bring me some new friends over here.
Okay, I'll try.
Go get a pancake. Tell them I sent you.
Okay.
You've got Kevin and JD in the kitchen.
All right. Otherwise, I'll just come back here and I'll eat some pancakes.
Yeah, you could do that.
This is cool.
That was Seth. He's going to go get some pancakes. And we've got some really good maple syrup. Very sweet, very pure, very clear. Kind of nice. You got to use plastic cups, though. So, you know, what can you do? Everybody's learning. We're all learning slowly. And the plastic cups actually have that little triangle on the bottom. They're recyclable. That's good. I guess it's a different kind of plastic. What makes plastic more recyclable than other plastic? Anybody know? Come on down and inform me. Somehow. This is Phyllis Sikora from my podcast is Eating It in the Hudson Valley. And we've got two people in the kitchen today making pancakes. Kevin Factor, the host of Foraging Ahead, and J.D. Eisenman, chef and caterer in Catskill. And we welcome you to come and join us this morning. It is still morning, isn't it? And have some pancakes. I'm sort of caught up here in this cable. Oh, yeah, all right. Let's see if I can get somebody else over here to talk to.
Tom! Give me somebody to talk to.
Well, we've got an update. There might be a major accident at Route 9H and 66 in Columbia County. We're hearing several reports of that. I'm trying to get something off the scanner, but so be careful about 9H and Route 66 in Columbia County.
Let me get somebody over.
I'll get you.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just me talking to myself. Well, I thought I would be making pancakes this morning, you see, and they said, no, we're going to put you on the radio. I mean, you know, I cook. I talk. You know, I'd rather not talk. Thank you very much. You know, I'd like to find out what other people do. That's why I have a radio show, so I can talk to other people and find out what they're doing. The last show we had J.D. McKay from Blue Cashew Teaching in Homestead in Kingston, and we had Matthew White from Hillsdale Home Chef. And they both have cooking classes. And they have kitchen and culinary items. Books and whatnot. I actually visited Blue Cashew yesterday. I went next door to get those Half Moon books. I went next door to see what cookbooks and things they have. No, I did get a cookbook. It's a cookbook about Marseille. Marseille is where there's a lot of the real bouillabaisse. I've always wanted to go to Marseille. Good music. It's also a multicultural city. And it's on the seaside. I remember being there years ago.
Hi,
sit down. Who do we have to talk to? Tell us who you are.
Garrett Sean Roach.
Oh, that's a little loud.
Sorry.
You want to put this on so you can hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
Let me get a sense of him giving him...
I don't know my own voice strength.
Yeah, right.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, now I see.
So if you talk too loud, you can hear it in the speaker.
Thank
the
you so much, Phyllis. More than appreciated. Yes, I hear crystal clear in the headphones.
It's good.
Perfecto. And yeah. I hope all our listeners can hear as well. My name is Garrett Sean Roach, and I am a recurring guest with the fine host, Kieran Riley, on the Monday afternoon show between 4 and 6 p.m. And I'll be on this Monday... As well, we will have Pookie Amsterdam of Pookie Media, and we'll also have Priscilla Woolworth, a fourth generation removed of F.W. Woolworth, who is one of the founders of Woolworth Garden Line.
Uh-huh.
And I have heard of your program along the way, ma'am.
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
all
indeed,
right.
Phyllis.
Yes.
So it's a cooking...
Eating it in the Hudson Valley.
Well, eating it in the Hudson
Valley. Yeah, it's all kinds of food things.
Sort of
just
like
cooking.
Not as much a food critic per se, but is it just information about restaurants in the area?
No, not at all.
I've heard a little bit about it.
It's varied. It's about anybody that has things, culinary things. Actually, it's really hard to get chefs to come on. I did get a couple of chefs, but you go and you talk to them, and they're like, I don't know, they're not, they're not that accessible, you know? Maybe the chefs don't like to talk, really, I think. That's the whole thing. But it would behoove them to do a little bit more of that. But we talk about food. We talk about a lot of people with local products have come on. I have a special person, Grace Gershuni, who talks about organic things. Haven't had her on in a while. But now Eating It in the Hudson Valley is just a podcast. It's not on the radio. So.
Oh, it's not on the radio. It's on a separate
website. No, starting in
website.
January, it became a podcast. And right now I'm taking a little break from it as well. So the last show was March. And I'll be back on probably. And I just want to see the direction I want to go in. In May, it will have been 2 years that I've had the show. So now, you know, it's time to step back and look and see, well, what is being constructed here? What's being built? And this also has a Facebook page for Eating It in the Hudson Valley. And I continue that. I put things on there. And I've been doing a food report, which gives agricultural news as well. But, you know, with radio, you never know if anybody's listening.
And you never know who's listening, which is part of the excitement of it.
Well, who is okay. I'd like a few numbers.
I'd love to have
a little
this
feedback.
I send the links all over. I'm constantly sending them around the country, around the world, to the archives of when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
And it's really been amazing what's transpired here. A little bit of culinary information in the area recently is on March 10th, I attended a very interesting unveiling of a painting in a PowerPoint presentation. I'll start with mentioning food aspect of it right away, Phyllis, which is there was a cake baked. It was a chocolate raspberry cake. This was at the Municipal Center in Ravenna on March 10th. And it was done by a gentleman from Turkey who attended the Culinary Institute of Turkey. And on top of the chocolate raspberry cake was a blue icing with a photograph, imprinted image, of a book written by an author named John Parker, or Johannes Frebel Parker, of Ravenna, called Anastasia Again, The Hidden Secret of the Romanovs. And on top of the cake was Anastasia as a young teenage girl and an elderly lady named Eugenia Smetisko, who Mr. Parker is trying to prove through the promotion of his book and his research that Anastasia Romanov may have escaped under this alias, because she's buried with the same date of birth at the Holy Trinity Monastery, this huge Russian monastery in Jordanville over near Cooperstown. And she's buried there with the same date of birth as Anastasia. And Bob Schmidt from History Channel, who Mr. Parker got in touch with, had 2D facial recognition done, and the faces match up perfectly. Uh-huh. It's said that she, Eugenia Smetisko, left a DNA sample. It's just a matter of locating it. The unveiling of the painting that the cake was baked for was the painting. There was already one done of Anastasia Romanov, envisioned at age 40, by Catskill artist Barbara Green, who's also painted Mike Tyson.
Why are people so obsessed with Anastasia? Remember that movie with Ingrid Bergman called Anastasia?
They are. But this is in more of a factual sense.
Tom is back. Tom wants to say something.
I need to interrupt Tom just for one moment and do a legal station ID. You're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Thank you, Tom. Now we know where we are.
But Catskill artist Barbara Green, who also painted Mike Tyson, painted Anastasia. And then more recently at this unveiling PowerPoint presentation, we unveiled the painting of Princess Ekaterina Ivanova Konstantinova Romanova, who was the last of the known surviving Romanovs. Her daughter was present. Her daughter, Fiametta, was present at this unveiling. She was a second cousin to Anastasia Romanov. Her and her husband, Lola Zanelli, drove up from Long Island. And Mr. Zanelli is from Uruguay. His grandfather fled Bologna, Italy, due to Mussolini. But in keeping with the culinary aspect, out of respect for yourself, this Hudson Valley really does have some growing culinary endeavors, to say the least.
Yeah. That was the least.
It's extremely impressive.
A lot of farms.
What's going on here?
We want to see the farms happening. Family farms, especially. I think that's where it's
exactly
what we're going to need, not the big agricultural farms that might not work out all that well. It might not be the food we want to eat. But the local farms certainly are
not using the pesticides and the Roundups. We'd like to get Roundup out of here. And slowly it is. They keep finding that it does. As of yesterday, there was a court that found that it does cause 40% cancer issues. So we like that not to happen anymore. But yes, there's a lot of food. The farmers markets are quite successful here, though there's been some issues about farmers markets, that there's too many of them and they ought to come together and join each other. I'm all for that. It would be good, rather than having a lot of farmers markets happening at the same time all over the place, just have a nice big one. The Hudson one in Hudson, which is where we are now, and we're having a pancake breakfast. We're having a pancake breakfast here tonight. And tell us again your name.
Garrett Roach.
I'm talking to Garrett Roach. How do you spell Roach? R-O-C-H-E?
R-O-C-H-E.
That's right. Okay. It's like the pharmaceutical company. Isn't it?
Very interesting indeed to bring that up. Yes. Hoffman La Roche.
And then La Roche.
Then they eventually changed to just... It was Hoffman La Roche. Then they broke it down to just Roche Pharmaceuticals. I can go into a load of history about many things. Why our food source is broken down to the point that it's at. And also about my own family. Our Roaches were from a village called Nachtigasha in County Kerry in Ireland. And they claim, you know, Roaches French way back from the Normans, Roche meaning rock. But what's very interesting is Princess Diana's mother's maiden name was Roach. They were barons of Fermoy, County Cork. And she has people with the first name Garrett in her family. And I'm not the only Garrett. We have Garretts. My great-granddad's brother was Garrett, uncles, cousins, etc. And we wonder if there may have been a connection along the way. There was some sort of split in the family or such. My great-granddad did not come through Ellis Island. John Joseph or Jack Roach.
How did he get here?
He escaped on a cargo ship in the middle of the night. And he hid in a potato sack because he had an altercation with a landlord on the other side.
That's what they told you.
That's what he handed down.
That's
100%. Because my mother was very close to him.
Say that again. He escaped in a potato sack?
Yes, on a ship. He hid in a potato sack. The guards came looking for him on the ship. And someone covered for him and said, "There's no one by this name."
And then he entered at New York?
South Bronx.
South Bronx.
Between the 1920s and 1950s.
Well, I think I need to taste some more maple syrup on that.
Go for it.
But we've got pancakes. Come on down. We've got regular pancakes, which is probably just, you know, what you're familiar with, and buckwheat pancakes and maple syrup from Camp Hill Farm and Crown Maple, and the Russell Farms donated the pancakes mix to us, and who else? That's it. We're very grateful for all these nice contributions, too. Very generous of the local providers to give them to us.
I have to say that I ordered the combination, and the buckwheat were my favorite.
Ah, yes, I like buckwheat too. And those are the ones that are, and buckwheat is gluten free.
Yes.
So I'm told. It's good. You like them? Yeah.
Outstanding. They were terrific.
Good.
Very, they were exceptional.
That's great. Yeah, we have
And I have with me here, if you notice, a petition that's been going around. I don't know if you've heard about having the Venus Rising from the Sea statue restored, renovated, revered, and returned to the public square in Hudson, up near 7th Street. It was known as Public Square, then it was known as 7th Street Park, now it's officially been renamed Public Square. And you see, this photo here.
Yeah.
I know our listeners can't see it right now, but this is from 1974, Phyllis. And you see it was painted by Charles Rogers then. He is a customer at Walgreens where I work.
Well, what's the deal with the statue?
This,
It's not there anymore?
No, it's in back at the Department of Public Works building down near Front Street.
Why did they take it out?
Because it had been vandalized several times and a drunk driver drove through the park.
Oh, dear.
In the late 70s, early 80s. This was years ago.
Yeah.
But in the mid-90s, it was removed and just sort of disappeared and forgotten about. And we have a whole task force going, which Rebecca...
But here it says that it gets new clothes. The statue in Hudson's 7th Street Park was painted recently by Charles Rogers Jr. of Stockport.
Yes.
The lady is now draped in light blue. A bed of petunias add to the color of the park. Now, did they add the draping to the statue?
No, that was already there. It was simply that it was painted in 1974.
I was worried that it was like, you know, the new move, like, you know, people are freaked out because there's nude statues.
No, not at all, Phyllis. This statue was manufactured between 1878 and 1890, made of cast zinc.
Uh-huh.
And it was sculpted by Charles Cordier, who is a French sculptor from Argentina. There's only 8 of its kind in this country. There's one that still stands in Walcott.
So you want it to come back into the park?
Oh, yes. It's going back in the park. We're having the two fences removed.
When is it going back?
Hopefully within the next year, and we need to start.
And what's your petition for?
To have it, when I flip it over, it's so full of signatures. See, petition to have Venus Rising from the Sea statue restored, renovated, and returned and revered to the 7th Street Park in Hudson.
Oh.
And even since months ago.
Oh, so it's not a sure thing that it's going back.
It's not, it's for the petition, yes. It's not been, you know, officially decided by the mayor yet, but he's aware of it because there was an article done in December. Will Venus statue rise again? You can see an article from December 26th, and then the paper came out on the 27th. It was on the front page, done by Amanda Purcell of the Register Star, mentioning about this.
So why are you interested in this?
Because a customer who's become a dear friend of mine, Charles Rogers, who painted the statue in 1974, is how I brought it to light. He said, Garrett, you go on the radio with Kieran. I wonder if you could bring up whatever happened to that statue.
So he's your friend, he painted it, and then you got interested.
That's correct.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then Rebecca, who's an occasional co-host, Rebecca Bohr with Kieran Riley, and she has a band called the Night Pets in town.
Uh-huh.
I was just down at Half Moon last night, got about 14 more signatures on here. She helped us start a task force for it. There's pamphlets going around town. We are all going to go in the coming weeks. Rebecca, myself, Kieran, and Charlie. And hopefully Amanda Purcell of the Register Star and Lisa LaMonica, who wrote the book Images of America Hudson. Hopefully all 6 of us will go into the mayor with the petition.
Uh-huh.
And then Rebecca's mom, Pookie Amsterdam, bakes cookies besides having a media animation business. So she's going to bake little Venus statue cookies. We'll bring them into the mayor on a platter with the petition.
Okay, well, with everything that's going on in the world, this is a nice aside. Is it a Venus
statue? This is the point.
It's a Venus statue?
Yes, and it's made of cast zinc.
Do you know who the model was? There must have been a model for the statue. Why don't you find out?
That is an excellent, excellent question, Phyllis. I do not know, actually.
That would be interesting.
No one's brought that. You're the first one to
there
bring that
go.
Up, so thank you very much.
Yes.
There must have been a model. That's it. Wow.
There must have been a model. Yeah. You know, just like the movie studios. You know, they often have a woman at the beginning of each one. We're talking about a Venus statue.
You are.
Yes.
Well, let's let Jill sit into, and you can.
Let's go for it.
Good. Let's switch. Thank you. Let's take your headset off.
Oh,
lovely. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Much, much more than welcome, Phyllis. Thank you so much, dear. Beyond appreciated.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming and eating pancakes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're primo pancake eater.
Yum with a capital L.
That's right.
Yum with a capital Y.
Let's give him a hand. And a moo. Garrett gets a moo. That'd be a good name for a children's book.
Oh, I'm amazing.
Garrett gets a moo.
I'll be 40 on May 9th, so that's Taurus the Bull. Moo! So long, everyone, for now.
All right. Step right up.
Wow. How can you follow that?
I don't know, but you have to.
All right. Well.
And who...
And who do we have here?
Hi, my name is Jillian.
Jillian, hi.
I live in Catskill. I used to have
Put that on so you can hear yourself.
Well, but yes, I used to do a couple of shows on the station, so I'm glad to be here.
Oh, what were your shows?
They were good. It started on the Wednesday afternoon show, and then Tuesday, and then Sunday nights, Rock and Roll Martians with my partner, Corey McCaslin, who does Geek Speak still.
Is that you?
No.
No, okay.
That is...
somebody
that's the bow.
That's the bow, okay.
Yes, and yes, the pancakes were very impressive.
Uh-huh.
Come and get some. I don't know if they're still making them. They might still be making them.
Yeah.
It's pure maple syrup. And it's a great cause.
What do you do now? You used to have a show.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Just, but, you know, it was like novelty and weird stuff.
What are you doing now?
I'm learning construction.
Oh.
I don't know, do arts and crafts and various other fun things around the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'm glad to, you know, be here on the show. I didn't even get the name. Was it the...
What show?
This that we're on now.
I don't know if we have a name.
We don't have a name.
We're just live. We're just live from the pancake breakfast.
They said something about a food show.
The show that I'm Phyllis Segura, and the podcast that I had is Eating It in the Hudson Valley.
Okay.
Is not it.
Oh, okay.
But it could be.
But I mean, well, that would be appropriate.
Well, it's appropriate that people are eating it, but this is not Eating It in the Hudson Valley podcast. But
sure,
you know, we're good with that. I just got, you know, I thought I came down to help make pancakes because I'm also a chef, but they put me on the radio.
Oh my goodness!
I was talking to people. Yeah.
That's
lovely. So you're learning construction now. Now she's sorry she said
that. I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos trying to figure out new techniques on
What do you want to build?
I like to fix up old things. Either old clothes or old buildings.
A building? And not furniture?
Furniture would be cool. I'd like to, you know, do woodworking stuff. That would be fun to have those kinds of tools and space to do that. So
yeah,
it's one step at a time, creating studio space for everything that you want to do. But there's already, you know, sewing and painting space, and I kind of want to make a semi-public space where we could get together and maybe do mending parties and teach each other craft skills. Because there are already some people in Catskill doing that. Right now from like 11 to 4 at Hilo, they're doing a free art supply exchange, and I'm sure there'll be fabric and stuff too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's today?
That's today.
In Catskill from 4 to 6?
From 11 to 4.
Oh, 11 to 4.
Yeah, and DJ Neva will be there.
Oh, right.
With live music.
Okay. That's today. There's a lot happening today.
There's a lot happening.
And it's still nice out.
And it's beautiful. It's a nice day for a walk, I think.
Or to breathe.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Good day to breathe.
And not be
a
freezing.
Good day to eat pancakes.
Yes.
Get going. Yeah, get the energy going.
There are buckwheat pancakes. I'm impressed by the hardiness.
You like those, right?
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Very hardy.
Have you used buckwheat before?
No.
You don't?
Yeah.
You ever hear of kasha varnishkas?
I'm from the South.
That's okay. Do you ever hear about it's buckwheat groats? They're also called that.
Okay.
And in French, it's Saracen, because it was brought by the Saracenes to France, who also invaded Italy. You'll find a lot of Saraceni architecture there. And but buckwheat is very good. It's very good in the winter. It's one of those warming things. So if you eat buckwheat in the winter, and you can make a gruel out of it too. But when you make it with bow tie noodles, so you cook the buckwheat, the actual groats. This is made with the buckwheat flour, but you cook the actual groats, and you saute some onions and mushrooms or something, and you boil up the bow ties, and you mix that all together with the kasha and the onion and the mushrooms and the bow ties, and you've got kasha varnishkis, and you just dump a little sour cream on that, and my goodness.
Sounds amazing.
It's really good.
Oh, gosh. Make me re-hungry. I hope, you know, I was hoping not to fill up too much so I didn't, like, wake up, eat, and then, you know, go straight to sleep. But it's such a beautiful day. It's really a shame to waste the sunshine.
So are you going to be at Hilo this afternoon?
I don't know. We'll see where the day. It's just I'm freestyling it today.
Oh, good.
And you mentioned Buckwheat Groats. That's also a rapper. You know, I'm like, oh, he's a really good rapper too.
It's a rapper called Buckwheat
Groats.
Yes,
it's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, played him on my show.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
are you going to have another show? Are you going to come back into the show?
I don't know. There's guest spots and stuff. It'd be fun to do some live stuff. There are some really like amazing 78 Collectors DJs and like historical like singers and musicians around that it's so easy to like, you know, tempting to want to just put on a show, or you know, people do free movie screenings all the time all over town. That's, you know, how you like keep each other busy in a small town.
This is Catskill.
This is Catskill. So you got a lot of artists. Creative people just entertaining each other, I guess.
Where are the free movies?
Right now, actually, Monday, tomorrow at the Bridge Street Theater, they're showing the French original 1946 version of Beauty and the Beast. Uh-huh. It's a free screening. So they've been doing it so far every Monday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that one.
And a lot of other people, sometimes they do it privately or like in their backyard or in their store or at Hilo every Sunday. They do movies at like 6:30. So there's a lot of like free amazing things to do around.
Tell everyone who you are again.
I'm Jillian Sutton.
Jillian Sutton.
I still get my shyness to this day. So, you know.
You're doing fine. Phyllis Segura.
Phyllis Segura.
Here, we
Thank
can
you.
Shake hands. Let me see. You have a tattoo?
Oh, yes.
What is the tattoo of?
It's a fly.
Oh, a fly.
Yeah, it was done a very long time ago.
Oh.
I haven't had a tattoo done. I did most of my own, but...
Well, it can't be as long ago as mine.
maybe not. Probably not.
I don't think so. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
But thank you very much for having us on.
Sure.
Thank you for
chatting with everyone.
I'm going. Thank you for the audience. And have a wonderful morning.
And by the way, you have a beautiful complexion.
Oh, sorry.
She has a beautiful complexion. Her skin is like a peach.
No, it's makeup.
I'm not kidding. Well, still, you know how to do it.
Thank you, dear. You're wonderful too. I love smile and your frames, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Glasses.
All right. Have a great day. Hugs and kisses. Hugs, kisses, and pancakes. Well, that was Jillian. She was fun. Let's see who else we can talk to.
Hello there.
Somebody's here. Somebody's coming over.
I was listening to you talk about...
Have a seat.
Rapping about kasha.
Oh, you did. You were. Here, you want
to
put on the headphones?
I used to eat kasha all the time in college.
We got to get to the
microphone. Seven more minutes.
Seven more minutes.
Okay.
We've got 7 minutes.
I've got 7 minutes to talk
about. Who do we have here?
I'm Brendan Donegan.
Yes.
And I have a show on Monday mornings from 11 to 12.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called The Morning Sampler.
Okay.
And it is just
every morning?
No, just Mondays.
Oh, Monday from 7 to 12?
From 11 to 12.
Oh, 11 to 12. Okay.
That's a long haul.
And tell us your name again.
Brendan Donegan.
Brendan Donegan. We got a lot of Irish people
I'm
here.
I'm from
today.
Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Garrett was...
And it's a mix of music, all kinds of music.
Ah.
All good music.
And what's it called?
The Morning Sampler.
The Morning Sampler. Okay, now you were going to talk about kasha.
Well,
buckwheat.
I was going to talk about how kasha, or buckwheat, saved my life when I was in college.
Oh, tell us.
In Montreal.
Tell
us. I didn't have much of a budget. So I tried to buy foods that were nourishing and simple and cheap.
Yes.
And buckwheat fit the bill.
Uh-huh.
So
how'd you prepare it?
boiled it.
Uh-huh.
And put a little salt and butter on it.
And you just boiled it?
And put a dab of butter in the middle of it. Yeah, it's also very good for you.
Yes, but it's best in the winter because it warms you. So you don't want to eat buckwheat in the summer.
I didn't. It's really cold in Montreal.
You just sort of fell into it.
Yeah, and
by accident.
It's a good thing to have in the house in the winter.
Absolutely. But very often it's toasted first. And also very often an egg is added to it when you're making the dish. The dish that I was describing, you mix the raw egg in with the buckwheat and then toast it. And then you boil it.
Okay.
There's all kinds of ways.
I'm sure.
But toasting grains is also a very good thing to do. Millet, which is something people rarely eat.
It looks like birdseed, doesn't it?
It is birdseed. Yeah, birds do like millet. But I know I don't eat it that often. People don't. But I remember that saved my life one time. But I know I've got this jar of millet and I haven't used it. It's just sitting there.
How long have you had it?
I don't know.
I think you should refresh it.
I think I have to check it out.
Put it out for the birds.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, put it out for the birds.
That's a good idea.
They'll be quick to find it.
Get some new millet.
Yeah, get some new millet.
That's a very good idea. I'm going to do that. I've got the jar on top of my fridge.
There are all kinds of grains all over the world that people eat. There's, we know now, called quinoa, which was from outer space, according to Americans, up to about 10 years ago. Now it's taken off.
Oh, well, it was grown mostly in Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico and all the way down, high protein. All the way down the Andes.
Now it became a little problem. Once we like something, we kind of overdo it.
Yeah.
So what's happened a little bit is that the native people that relied on quinoa are in short supply.
Is that right?
But yeah, and quinoa also comes in lots of different colors, brown and black and white and red, all kinds of things.
These are ancient grains. They go back
ancient grains,
maybe 4,000 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are talking from the pancake breakfast here for WGXC. And we have been eating pancakes, plain ones, and buckwheat ones, which is the Kasha story, which is why Brendan is telling us about his life-saving incidents of eating buckwheat when he was in college, right? It's good. And we've got some real maple syrup here from Camp Hill, donated by Camp Hill Village and Crown Maple Syrup. And the pancake mix, which is don't put down as a mix, it's perfectly fine. Regular pancakes and buckwheat pancakes.
And buckwheat is gluten-free, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's what I'm told also. And I didn't check it out, but I believe it. Yeah, because it's not a grain.
It's a seed.
It's a seed, which grows into a grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's nice stuff. What else do you like to eat?
Bad things.
No, come on.
I like pizza. I like calzones. I don't like Irish food too much.
No?
No, except for breads. Irish people are big on breads.
I tried making an Irish soda bread last week or two ago, and I didn't like it at all.
Did you put baking soda in it?
Yes.
You may have put too much.
No.
2 minutes.
Oh, we've got 2 minutes. What happens in 2 minutes? We have another show coming up. Well, this is the end of our... We've got 2 minutes. We've got a countdown here. Tom just put up two fingers, which could have been victory or 2 minutes, but in this case, it was two minutes and victory.
Yes.
It does. It does. I don't think
that's what he meant.
No. And so we do a little move thing here. Oh, there.
All right.
Well... Thank you very much. I hope we see you. If you're listening, do come down. I don't have a watch on. What time is it?
It's 10:28.
Oh, okay. Well, the breakfast is kind of over now, isn't it, Tom?
Almost at 11 we
finished. Oh, we're 11.
There's still time.
It said 10:30 outside. But we've got till. Well, we've still got pancakes. If you come here, we'll let you have some.
60 seconds.
50 seconds. What do we do in 50 seconds? We can hug.
All right.
They can't hear us hugging, but we're hugging. Here we are in Hudson's WGXC Pancake Breakfast.
Having a good time.
Phyllis and Brendan hugging.
Okay. All right. So there is more time for pancakes or not?
Yes, there's pancakes here. Okay. We're not going to turn you away.
So come down to 4th Street and Warren.
Right.
The Presbyterian Church in your basement.
Right.
We are cooking up a storm.
Yes. Are we on, Tom? Or are we off?
15 seconds.
Do you know how to count to 15 backwards?
No.
Well, that's an